Hello, and welcome again to Daily Inspiration Time. This is Brother Jeff in Tennessee, trusting that you have called today because you're hungry, because you want to know more about Jesus. You want a fellowship with Jesus. Perhaps you are at a low point and you need encouragement. Perhaps you just want to keep the fire burning. I don't know what you're going through. But I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be inspired today. I pray, Father, whoever has called today, that you would bless them, fill them with your goodness, bless all that pertains to their life as they put you first. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're in Philippians 4. I'd like to read starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So here we have this beautiful passage, four verses that tell us to rejoice, to be joyful. I think there's an attitude of gratitude here that would be contagious to others around you if you would learn how to love the Lord by rejoicing. And then as we spoke yesterday about the moderation, to be humble, to have a life that doesn't scream, I love the world, I'm a celebrity, I'm a rich man, I'm a powerful man. Oh, that we would just be content being the servants of the Most High God. We are pilgrims. We are sojourners. We are strangers looking for a city that's builder and maker is God. So the Lord is coming. Are you living a life? Am I living a life that tells the world that man wants to go home to be with Jesus? You know, I've been around people that were homesick. I just did a big project for a man in my business. And this man built a $1 million home, and I helped him do some landscaping and yard work around the home. And this man spent an enormous amount of money on this house and making it beautiful. And then he put a for sale sign up and sold it shortly after it was all finished. And, you know, what's going on? Why are you leaving? You think must have had a death in the family? Is it a divorce? And their testimony was, we're homesick. We want to go back where we came from. We moved about 1,000 miles to come here to Tennessee, but we miss home, so we're going back. You know, that's a radical statement, a radical move. Now, you know, we get the privilege in a wealthy nation to move and go and buy what kind of car. We have a lot of choices. Most people in the world don't have those. But, you know, we should seem a little homesick. Jesus is coming. He's coming to get me, and I want to go home. Are you excited about seeing Jesus? I hope you are. So because of that, we live a life that says that, not just in word, but in deed and in truth. Verse 6 says to be careful. It's always mama's words to every little boy, be careful. Be careful. You're going somewhere in a car. Be careful. You're up on a ledge. Be careful. Climbing a tree. Be careful. We hear God's telling us to be careful. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So this is a verse really about how to approach God in prayer. Let the anxieties and cares of this world are nothing. We put them aside. We're not worried about, the yield on the corn harvest. I mean, sure, we want to make a profit. We want to get a good yield when we plant a corn field, but we're not anxious and worried in the way the sinner is. We're trusting God. We're not caught up in the news, the right or the left, or we need to get the right man in the White House so everything will be fine. No, that wouldn't do it. That's not enough. You've got to go to God without worry, without frustration, and just dump it all on the Lord Jesus, come boldly to his throne, and you tell him all about it. And, there's an old gospel song that used to say, I'll have a little talk with Jesus, and it'll just make it right. I never was a big fan of that song because a little talk with Jesus seems kind of casual. It just seems kind of like, hey, bro, what's going on? I don't like that when I'm dealing with God. I know that I can interrupt God anytime because he commands me to. He's never too busy for his children. But it's not just some little casual talk with Jesus. It's intercession. It's prayer. I am connected to him. I've disconnected the umbilical cord. When I was born, they cut the umbilical cord between me and mama. But yet, when I got a little older, I got a new umbilical cord connected to the world, and I love the world and my life and thrills and entertainment and everything came from the world. But there came a day when I saw my sin and I saw the Savior, and I cut the umbilical cord from the world, and now I have a new connection to heaven. And it's an inseparable connection. If I'll live by faith and do his will, I'm excited to be able to go to heaven. So because of that, I'm connected to God now, and I bring all my troubles to him. I have big talks with Jesus, long talks with Jesus, serious talks with Jesus. I do tell him all my troubles. I do ask him for mercy and forgiveness where I've strayed. But, it's a blessing to be thankful to God, to bring my prayer and supplication to God. And when I get through entering into God's presence, it's not like I say goodbye, we'll do this tomorrow. The fellowship continues because God sends that peace in verse 7 that passes everything I could ever comprehend or understand. And he keeps me. He keeps me from sin. He keeps me. There's a power in a living, resurrected Savior that gives me the Holy Ghost. I got power now to stop sinning, to live a holy life. And now I'm guided and kept by the power of God. Whew! I'm excited about Jesus. He saved my soul, and I have fellowship with him right now. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Well, you have a blessed day. Keep your eyes on Jesus.